This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held crucial meetings and several interactions with global leaders on the sidelines of the G20 summit in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro. The Prime Minister has shared details of his discussions through a series of posts on social media today. He has highlighted his engagements with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, and President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen. Following the meeting with the EU President, Prime Minister Modi said, "India will keep working closely with the EU for the global good." Earlier participating in the inaugural session of the G20, Prime Minister Modi highlighted India's achievements in poverty eradication and food security, sharing success stories such as lifting 250 million people out of poverty in the past decade. He reaffirmed India's commitment to address global hunger and poverty, emphasizing that the concerns of the Global South must remain central to G20 discussions. The Prime Minister also highlighted the adverse effects of global conflicts on food, fuel and fertilizer supplies, urging the G20 to prioritize these nations' challenges. He said this during the session on social inclusion and the fight against hunger and poverty. The summit saw the launch of a global alliance to combat poverty and hunger, supported by 80 nations. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has announced the relaunch of the stalled talks for a free trade agreement with India early next year. He announced this following a bilateral meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Brazil. After the meeting, Starmer said, "A new trade deal with India will support jobs and prosperity in the UK and represent significant progress in delivering growth and opportunities across the country." External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar held a meeting with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, and noted the progress of the recent disengagement along the India-China border. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar mentioned that both the leaders exchanged views on the next steps for the bilateral ties. The two leaders also discussed the current global situation. Delhi government has urged the centre to grant permission for cloud seeding to induce artificial rain in the national capital to combat the severe air pollution crisis. Delhi Environment Minister Gopal Roy has written to Union Environment Minister Bhupender Yadav requesting an emergency meeting on air pollution. Talking to media in New Delhi, Mr. Roy said experts have been consulted and it is time to induce artificial rain to disperse smog and improve the air quality in Delhi NCR. Meanwhile, the air quality in the Delhi NCR continues to deteriorate, breaching the severe plus level with an AQI of 476. In view of the deteriorating air quality, schools in Delhi, Ghaziabad and Noida have shifted to online classes starting today. Universities such as Delhi University and Jamia Millia Islamia have also transitioned to online classes until Saturday, while Jawaharlal Nehru University has done so until Friday. Chief Justice of India CJI Sanjeev Khanna today said that all judges have been asked to allow virtual hearings wherever possible in view of the severe pollution levels in the National Capital Region. As soon as the bench comprising the CJI and Justice Sanjay Kumar assembled, lawyers including Supreme Court Bar Association President Kapil Sibal referred to the worsening pollution in Delhi and NCR and sought immediate measures to deal with it. In response, the CJI said, all the judges have been told to allow virtual hearings wherever possible. All arrangements have been put in place for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand tomorrow. In Maharashtra, elections for all 288 seats are being held in a single phase. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. and will end at 6 p.m. In Jharkhand, voting in 38 constituencies in 12 districts will be held in the second phase. It will begin at 7 in the morning and will end at 5 p.m. barring some booths where voting will conclude at 4 p.m. By-elections will also be held for parliamentary constituency of Nanded in Maharashtra and 15 assembly constituencies spread over 4 states, namely Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Kerala and Uttarakhand. Counting of votes for all states will be taken up on the 23rd of November. And that is the end of this news bulletin.